The Outlaw's Guide to Parenting. Created by
Flower Parish as Corey.
K-Burb as Jason Todd.
And Opal Song as Roy Harper. Fandom DCU. Rating teen. Relationship Jason, Corey, and Roy. Also tagged for Kidvic, texting, family, family fluff, parenthood, cursing, titles, mom and dad and Bweer, a surprising amount of Mandalorian lore, time skips that aren't well noted, proposals, and nerds. Text group, Outlaws Forever.
So, you know how I had that fling with Cheshire for a month or two a couple of years ago?
Yes, after you finished a book about codependence.
Yeah. And broke up with us because dating coworkers is apparently a bad idea.
Fuck you both, like you haven't made shit relationship decisions.
I did date Jason's brother.
Roy did that too.
Ugh. Fuck you both.
Winky face emoji.
When you return, I will be ready.
About that?
What do you mean by that ominous statement?
Roy!
Apparently, the condom broke.
Fuck.
And she didn't tell me because I was, you know...
What information did she withhold from you because of your addiction?
And she might be dead now? Like, legally she is, but I've got no idea if she's actually dead.
Fuck.
It doesn't matter. She can't take care of a kid.
I do not understand.
Oh. A condom isn't just to prevent STDs. It also stops pregnancy.
You have a child.
And it's either me or the system. Or Ollie, I guess, but I might actually prefer the system.
No.
Fuck. Okay. Let me get my stuff from the ship, and I'll get an apartment. I can't leave her alone, but you don't have to be involved. I get it. You didn't ask for this.
She may live on the ship. I would like to be involved in raising your child.
No system. Of fucking course we're keeping her.
You okay?
Had a panic attack. Fine now.
I am on my way.
Roy's the one that needs help. I'm fine.
Panic attacks aren't okay. Leanne was the trigger?
I can't be a dad. Father. Whatever. My bio dad was an abusive shit stain, and then I had Batman.
Shit. Yeah, gotcha. You can be like, uncle? We'll... come up with something better.
I do not wish to be Mother, nor do I wish to be Konorfka. I too do not wish to follow my parents' example. I will find another title.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I want to be Dad.
You got it, Papa.
No.
Asterisk, laughing emoji, asterisk. Text group, the non-Newtonian family. I have found Lian.
Thank fuck.
Where? Where did you find her?
She was in the engine room. I was not aware human children were capable of the skills necessary to enter this space.
Yeah, kids can do a lot of shit adults don't expect.
I can't do this.
Roy?
Ollie's right. I'm not fit to be a dad. That's the third time this week she's nearly died, and that's not even counting the zombies. And all I can think about is finding a hit. I won't. There's nothing on the ship. But the ship is the fucking problem. The violent druggie on an alien ship is in no way to raise a kid.
Fuck you. If your next words are that you should leave or that we should give her up to someone else, like, who? Bruce? You'll be sleeping on the couch. What makes us better? I'm a zombie street kid turned mob boss, and Corey's an ex-slave from a violent royal line. It's her fucking ship.
We love her, and we are trying our best. This is more than any of our guardians can say.
What are the things endangering her?
Fuck you!
No, seriously. How is she in danger this week?
She gained access to a part of the ship she should not enter until she is aware of the danger. She nearly ingested a toxic substance. She nearly choked on a spare gun piece. And the zombies.
Plan. Step one is we fucking baby-proof the ship. Thought maybe she was old enough not to need it, but apparently we need to.
Baby-proof?
Step two. We clean up after ourselves better. Stop leaving out shit she can get into or choke on. If we don't want it in her mouth, it shouldn't be out without us using it. Baby-proofing is a way of making human homes safe for babies when they start crawling. Lots of padding and locks.
I will investigate how to adapt my ship for Lian.
As for the zombies, that's our job. Got a question if we can keep doing that with Lian here. We probably shouldn't all go out all the time.
Fuck. Yeah.
I do not want to stop being outlaws. However, I do believe we should have someone stay with Lian and the ship.
That's step three, then. We never all take missions at the same time. Cause if shit goes down, Lian needs to have someone.
I put Dinah on my will. After you two.
Godmother shit?
Yeah, I'll talk to her about it. And maybe babysitting.
Babs might work too. Not that we only need women, but fuck the dudes I know.
Hey, Dick isn't that bad.
No.
Fuck no.
Frowny face.
Text group. Lian Protection Squad.
An extremely cute photo of Jason, passed out in a chair with toddler Lian, passed out on top of him. There's a book splayed open, face down on the counter beside him. Jedi Apprentice.
Aw, they're so cute together.
Yeah, she's finally asleep.
She once again could not sleep at night?
No, up all night.
Just like her dad.
Her dad that wanted to sleep, Why couldn't she have taken after her Bweer? I still can't believe you picked that.
I do sleep well. I do not understand your continued bewilderment. You are enamored with the Star Wars films and television shows. Jason may hide his collection of Star Wars novels from everyone else, but we see him reading to Lian. It is a gender-neutral term for parent, a term which your English does not provide in such casual, intimate context. Furthermore, the Mandalorian people the term comes from value adoptive parents almost equally to birth parents.
Of course you'd love the Mandalorians. And I know, I think it's perfect. It's just so...
Asterisk, smiling emoji, asterisk.
You know, you can just use the emoji. You don't have to type it out. She's yours, too. She's already taking after you in terrifying ways.
Lian is learning her limits in the way of the Tamaranians.
By terrifying her parents!
Yes.
Can you shut the fuck up? You're going to wake her.
You could silence your phone.
Shut up.
She takes after you as well, Jason. She is exceedingly successful in any learning module she attempts.
Shut up.
Another photo. In this one, Jason is bright red and glaring at the camera. Lian is blissfully still asleep on his chest. Text group, worst role models.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Roy.
Sorry we can't be there.
According to Western Earth tradition, it is traditional for a father to spend this time with his children.
Is that why you didn't let me go on this mission?
I do not think Lian is old enough to appreciate the traditional Father's Day activities of golf or barbecuing. However, I am sure you can create your own traditions.
You could do the father thing and provide for your family by looking at houses near good schools.
Ugh, gender roles.
Please look in the storage space above the sink. We obtained presents for you.
Aw, you didn't have to. Heart emoji.
We did not celebrate last year, due to Lian arriving only 2 weeks prior. We wished for this year to be special.
We wanted to spoil Daddy.
No.
Aw, but Daddy.
Never say that again. Just for that, I'm only looking at houses in Gotham.
What? No.
I do not believe Roy is daddy in the kink meaning. I do not believe Jason is daddy either.
Corey?
I believe both of you to be much more baby.
For the record, I'm not actually into that.
Listen to Bweer. Got it. Yeah, no, not me either.
It is good that we are all in agreement. Open your presents, please.
Yes, Bweer. Joking! Oh shit, this tie is super cool!
It's bulletproof, too.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank me by not looking at houses in Gotham.
Not a chance. Corey... Are these tongs or a phaser?
It is a Valak energy bow. I will show you how to use it when I return.
Thank you. The last one?
From Lian.
Shit. Picture of Roy with a sleepy yet excited-looking Lian in his arms. His eyes are red, as if holding back tears. Lian is holding a travel mug with Arsenal's logo and the words Universe's Best Dad on it.
Text group. Unwitting parental figures. Which one of you fuckers put her up to this? A photo of a piece of paper with Happy Mother's Day printed in swirly bubble letters on it. The letters have been inexpertly colored in, mostly black and red. The rest of the paper is a riot of black and red and peach scribbles with glued-on bits of beads and macaroni and other kid craft supplies.
OMG, so cute! I didn't put her up to it, but I wish I did!
Not I.
Is that Red Hood with a tiny Leanne?
I think so. Thank fuck she's not great at art yet.
Leanne has informed me that the card is the result of a Mother's Day activity she participated in at preschool. Her teacher prompted children without someone in their lives, who went by the title of mother, to choose the most appropriate figure in their life.
That's really sweet.
What criteria?
According to Leanne, the first question her teacher asked was who comforted them after a bad dream.
That's all of us.
You were up at all hours, though, so you take the night problems more often.
I guess.
The second indicator is the person in Leanne's life who makes her clean her room.
LOL.
Fuck you both.
This does seem an accurate assessment.
How the fuck both of you can live in such a mess?
The final, and according to Leanne, most indicative, indicator is that a mother figure is a person who makes your lunch for preschool.
The fuck gender roles?
Holy shit, it's so true!
Despite being quite gendered activities, Leanne made an accurate assessment.
Food's a thing, okay? Of course I want to see her fed and healthy and clean and...
Shit, Jay. Yeah, of course. It's not bad.
Would you like to be Leanne's mom? Not her birth mother, of course, but her mother figure within our family.
I.
You keep frowning when she calls you Jay.
Can I? It's not... Cheshire won't care?
Cheshire won't care. She's made it pretty clear that she's fine being birth mother, and otherwise not involved.
Fuck. I... Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, Jason.
Gonna get the biggest fucking bouquet on my way home.
Fuck you.
Corey, I'm swinging by so Leanne can help me pick colors.
Jewelry is a traditional Mother's Day gift, correct?
Fuck you all, I'm going to shoot some gangsters.
Text group. Buerica's Unite.
Do you want a Buer's Day, Corey? Leanne just asked if there was one.
Yes!
Do you have a third day for parents on Earth?
Some places and cultures have a family day, but it's often called Children's Day, so...
That is obviously Leanne's day. I will choose an unrelated day.
What kind of traditional presents should there be? You insisted for us.
Leanne says it should be weapons and armor because Mandalorians and Corey are into those things. I'm not actually sure Leanne's aware that you aren't Mandalorian.
I mean...
I will make sure she's aware Mandalorians are fictional.
Are they?
So I'm thinking clothing and tools, or knives, or something as traditional gifts.
As far as I am aware, there are no peoples who call themselves Mandalorian in the wider galaxy, nor any people who have the same language and beliefs as your fictional Mandalorians.
Our fictional Mandalorians? Like, you don't follow that soap opera based on that fictional warrior race and watch it every week.
Simply because I chose the title Bwir and enjoy weapons does not make me a part of this fictional culture. Love Across Galaxies is clearly based on the Zimadian.
Mandalorians are super into adoption, right?
Yup.
I refuse to be part of this.
Sure. You have that Mando merch just to give it to me then, right?
You cannot goad me into giving it to you. Text group, Parenting 101.
Fucking fucker parent teacher, this teacher is a fucking bitch!
Roy?
Is Leon in danger, physically or emotionally?
No, I think she's okay with the kids, but she refused to believe I knew anything that's actually going on with Leanne. She wants to talk to Leanne's mom.
Oh, really? Which gun should I bring to the occasion?
Ugh, I don't think you showing up would help. Without guns. Probs get a result with the guns, but not the one we want. I just wanted to let her know that we think Leanne's got ADHD and we're working on a diagnosis and want her help. But apparently, being dad means that I've got no clue what's actually up.
I understand. I will join you. Jason, will you begin talks with the school board? I do not like someone this prejudiced teaching Leon.
On it. My guns are available, too.
Jay, please stop threatening the school with guns.
Right. No one wants guns in a school. My knives are available.
I am at the school. Which classroom are you in, Roy?
I'll flag you down. Teacher basically kicked me out when she heard Leanne's female influence was coming. Oh. Shit! Grinning face!
What?
I think this teacher would have rather had you and your knives.
LOL.
Corey's vicious!
Yeah, she is. Winky face emoji.
She's also being very clear that she's not Leanne's mom, and that I'm the one who handles school stuff for a reason.
I've got a meeting with the principal on Friday. Fucking sucks that this kindergarten teacher is so bad. The preschool teacher was great.
Corey's waving me in.
The teacher is being much more cooperative now. I believe she will listen to Roy in the future.
LOL, of course she will.
I did not even require any knives.
Text group. Jay knows best. You know how Leanne's friend Rose's mom gave her a flyer to give to her mom?
Jason, no.
And do you know how you told me not to go to the mom's group it organized?
Jason, no!
Turns out they're really cool. There's another dude there, too. But really, it's a group for moms to support each other. There's a lady who is into couponing and knows where to get the best deals, and a stay-at-home mom who writes poor novels. And a single mom who lives off the grid in one of Ivy's parks and knows every edible plant ever.
What are you bringing to the table? Not that you don't have a lot to bring. You've got lots to bring. But how to take over the local crime scene isn't exactly something you want to advertise.
You'd be surprised. This one mom's HOA is basically a mob racket. We're working on it. Another mom lives in the hill and is being menaced by her landlord. Ov, I'm not Red Hood, but maybe I can find a contact and put in a good word.
You are very obviously just another mother to a child in an elite Gotham school.
Fuck you both for choosing Gotham, by the way.
I told you I would!
You have connections here, family and work.
Not family I like.
I don't want Leanne anywhere near Ollie. He kicked me out of Star City anyway. Told me to never return.
I feel Leanne should be raised among other human children. I have no preference for where on Earth we live. However, the known threats and offenses in Gotham are better than bringing her into an unknown situation.
Batman might want you gone, but your sibs don't.
I guess the biggest dick and the replacement have said they want me around.
This is also Barbara's home and headquarters of the Birds of Prey, both of whom are our allies.
And free babysitters.
With Babs, it's less babysitting and more homeschool. But I guess you're right. The replacement is trustworthy enough with Leanne.
Your job is here as well.
Oh, yeah. My great job of crime lord.
Yes.
And where else would you have found a mom group that let you in?
Hey, I'll let you know that I've got the biggest mom energy of all of us.
Oh, fuck you. Dinah said that one time.
And she was right. I'm damn proud of it.
Text group, Roy knows best. Fuck you, Corey, for putting Leanne in dance.
According to well-researched human social scientists, human children need both socialization with other humans their age, as well as physical activities. None of us wanted Leanne to begin violence early in life. Many sports are violent, either in activity or the culture surrounding them. I believe dance is a non-violent option that will still train her body in similar ways to combat training, such as martial arts.
You just think the dance costumes are cute. And you're not wrong.
I deny these accusations.
You are wrong about dance being non-violent culturally. Kinda. But it's not the same.
Yes, you're right about all of that. The costumes, too.
How is dance violent?
I'll show you Black Swan and you'll get it.
Why are you taking her to dance anyway, Roy? Isn't that her and Corey's thing?
I was called away to help negotiate a ceasefire in the Blue Belt. I dislike missing dance practice. However, Leanne said Roy was acceptable.
The fuck? How's Roy a better dance mom than me?
Ask Leanne.
Hey! I'm a great dance dad. There's a bunch of other dads here. And apparently I'm doing great because I'm not encouraging Leanne to incorporate punching into her routine. Like Corey does. You do it too, Jay. Don't deny it.
Battle dances are traditional in many cultures, including my own. The children are encouraged to include some of their cultural dances into their routines.
You can battle dance? Show us when you get home.
I'm not talented in that particular area. However, I will try. I certainly will not be worse than Roy's attempts at dancing.
Hey!
Why'd you start complaining about dance anyway? Leanne's got friends. She's connecting with Corey's culture. I don't see a downside.
Ugh. The instructor wants them to do their showcase to Call Me Maybe, and I have opinions.
Hey, That song's neat.
Really, Jay?
You cannot actually think that.
What? It's all thematic and shit.
I see. This is where your love of Exmoor music is born of.
He has no taste, is what?
Fuck you both. Leanne thinks I'm right.
You are incorrect. Even Leanne is opposed to this music choice.
Truth. Text group. Soup's approved parental figures. Can someone text Dinah and ask if Leanne is okay? In a meeting with Superman and he says she's crying.
On it. Ah, oh, shit. She's throwing up all over the place. Dinah says she doesn't have a fever and it's probably just a bad food choice. I can't go. The negotiations are tense right now. And I'm pretty sure Corey's being shot at.
And Corey's in a firefight. Fuck, maybe. Or not. Don't worry about it. Superman just told me he'd catch me up later to go take care of my kid.
Whoa.
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 Text chat. The family. Who's calling me? You know I'm in a work meeting. Huh. That was...
What happened?
So I was in a work meeting, right? Finally got all the mafia bosses in the same room and was doing some renegotiation to remind them to play nice now that I'm back in town. And those fuckers are being their usual shitty selves. Then the call. I picked it up and it was Leanne's school.
Is she okay?
Yeah, mostly. She was having a meltdown because it's the day Cheshire abandoned her.
I will return as soon as possible.
Already on the road.
Stop texting and driving. Anyway, by the time I get off the phone, the mafia fuckers are all talking schedules and tell me that if I'm free Tuesday at 2 p.m., we can reschedule. Like, what? Because they were all, oh, Av, you need to go take care of your kid.
Mafia is very family-oriented.
How would you know?
When Barbara found out we were settling in Gotham, she told me I needed to study for my new role as a mob wife. We watched many movies.
Oh, God.
I believe Roy would make a better mob wife than I would, but all the mob wives in media present as female.
You're the princess.
You bring a child to the relationship and enjoy sparkly things.
My Evenstar isn't a diamond ring?
Huh.
What?
Is Leanne okay?
Leanne's napping. I was doing some research, trying to figure out if the mafia shitheads are going to use Leanne as leverage. Probably not. Given they are close and Corey's family is far away, they're the same level of danger, I think. But Falcone just emailed me to set up a playdate with his kid.
No!
Absolutely not.
Yup.
Text chat. Leanne Protection Squad. Leanne has a very important school event on Thursdays.
She doesn't.
If any lanterns ask, she does. It is necessary for her social and academic success.
What's happening, Corey?
Q-Plan Alien Princess?
Unneeded as of yet. The Lanterns asked for my help with the defense of Oa. I was, of course, willing. However, it turns out that the defense needs a young girl to control it, one who is motivated by the defense of her loved ones.
Jay, oh, don't take the guns! We can't take on Lantern Corp!
Motherfuckers won't.
Got his phone and his guns.
I have already taken care of it. Lian has a school event she cannot miss. Thus, we cannot take her from Earth for this mission.
Gotcha. Come home soon, or Jay's gonna have mobilized Oracle and all the bats he still likes to take on the Lantern Corps.
I will be home on Tuesday.
Text chat. Defeaters of Robins. Why the fuck did A just send me this? A very cute photo of Leanne on top of a pile of X Robins.
Because cute!
Dick is babysitting today, as that I am with Dinah.
And why is Dick babysitting? You know my feelings on this.
I am aware that you are not yet sure if you will let your adoptive father be near Lian. This did not seem to apply to your siblings.
She's in the manor, Corey.
That's the manor? Shit!
Bruce is currently on Mars and will continue to be for the rest of the week, if not the month. Dick also has instructions that he or a responsible adult is to deliver her to our house and not attempt to guilt you into picking her up from the manor. He is aware of the consequences if he fails to follow this directive.
LOL. Dick or responsible adult. Not Dick or another responsible adult.
Lol. Truth.
Bruce is going to be like a cat given a bath if he sees that picture. Provided he never actually sees Leanne in person. I think Dick or Tim should send the pic to him just to rub it in his face that she's never going to be around him.
Until he proves his reliability in regards to her safety. When the Joker is dead, for good, we will reconsider.
Exactly.
Text group. Corey knows best. Lian is okay.
What? What happened? Don't start with that! Fuck, Jay, stop grabbing your guns! We don't know what's happening!
How did you know?
Because you always grab your guns when Lian is in trouble.
Good news. My family accepts Lian as my child.
Fuck.
Fuck.
I have this knowledge because they attempted to kidnap her to raise her as the Tamaranian heir. She is fine and currently partaking of the traditional post-attempted kidnapping ice cream.
Fucking families.
Text group. Outlawed parents. Fuck, fucking, Ollie motherfucking is not fuck!
What did the fucker do this time?
Is Lian old enough to participate in Throckner Alka?
What?
?
Throckner Alka is the traditional hunt that a child partakes in when reaching childhood maturity. Your Earth equivalent would be a primary school graduation, where they attempt to kill their grandparent and survive the retaliation of said grandparent. I am aware that humans prefer non-lethal methods and have several non-lethal yet extremely painful blasters for her use. Her aim has greatly improved in the past year.
No, I don't think she's old enough.
You make a compelling argument, though.
Ollie'd probably take it as an excuse to kidnap her. What did he do this time, Roy?
He's been using his fucking fortune to sue for custody.
Fuck that.
Unacceptable. Are we not in your will?
Because apparently I'm exposing her to drugs and violence and gonna end up selling her to get my next fix or pay off assassins or shit. Fuck. How do we stop this? Yeah, you're still in my will, but roommate and godparents aren't as strong to the American fucking legal system as grandparent.
Oh, fuck that shit. You're recovering. Fuck him and his fucking prejudice. You'd never bring drugs around Leanne.
The only violence we ever bring around Leanne is caused by our family's attempts to remove her from our care. I doubt your legal system will care about that.
They won't. Fuck.
I am on my way to you now. I will be picking Leanne up early from school and we will head to the house.
Thank you.
Did you know gay marriage is legal in Gotham? Not sure about poly marriages or marriages to aliens, but gay marriage is.
Jay?
Not that I'm any better than you when it comes to being a guardian. At least on paper. None of you can match my mom energy in practice.
OMG, shut the fuck up about that. Are you proposing?
Asterisk, eyes emoji, asterisk.
I guess? If Corey's okay with it.
After your marriage here and securing Leon's safety, I will take Roy to the Watchtower and we will marry in the Tamaranian tradition. Then, Jason and I will be married on Oa under Lantern Corp law. Therefore, Leon will remain in our custody no matter the forces who try to interfere.
Corey?
Stealing my thunder? Of course I'll marry you, Corey.
Yes. Yes to you both.
Think I can bribe Tim to set up Bruce to fight Ollie in a cage match over who's a worse grandparent?
I think for a picture of Leanne's birthday party, Bruce would crush Ollie in court.
I guess that's okay, too.
Barbara would likely do it for free.
Sold.
She may demand to officiate the Gotham wedding.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, shit. Married. With a kid. How did this even happen?
No idea, but I love it.
I am in total agreement.
The end.
It's hard to look right at your baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you.
The music used in this podfic is Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. If you enjoyed this podfic and want to leave feedback, you can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong or kburb or flower parish. Thanks for listening!